live, and you can bring up what you want right here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show via username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us that way if that's an option for you. And the us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And Garrett.
And Mark.
Garrett Ian joining us. He's an occasional fill-in host. Appreciate you coming in here tonight, Garrett, on somewhat short notice. We had Johnny Ray called in. He's a thespian sometimes by night.
He certainly acts like he's cleaning the studio.
And just, no, he's actually really talented, like on stage actor. And
I'm just saying, as Free Talk Live's janitor, you know, like maybe things could be cleaner. That's all I'm saying.
Well, anyway, Mark, if you want to pay the guy more, you're welcome to do that. But he's actually out doing something that he's not getting paid for right now, which is doing some acting work. So I'm sure we'll follow up with him next week and see how he's doing. But anyway, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And on the way here tonight, there's, as always, plenty of stuff to talk about in the news. But some things you just won't hear about in the news. You'll only really hear about it to any meaningful extent here on Free Talk Live, and that is the Robin Hooding case, of which, Garrett, you are a major part. I'm one of the folks who's been sued in this case as well. Six of us, six liberty activists from the Keene area, are the folks who have been sued by the city of Keene. And the reason is, well, they just don't like Robin Hooding very much. But how would you describe for a new listener, Garrett, what is Robin Hooding?
Well, Robin Hooding was an activity I was engaged in earlier today. It's when an individual go out, or multiple people can as well, and try and find the parking enforcer in here in Keene, New Hampshire, and make sure that they can't find any expired meters. You want to be staying ahead of them and filling meters if you find them expired, so that nobody gets a ticket and everyone is able to enjoy their parking experience without the penalties of the state.
And it turns out the city of Keene didn't like that very much. They filed suit against us back in May of last year and then ended up filing another suit. We spent three full days of court hearings where the city was showing their best evidence. And their claim wasn't that the Robin Hooding part, the saving people from parking meters, was illegal. Their claim was that we were harassing, intimidating, and threatening their parking enforcers.
Sure, and they continue that claim with the appeal they filed to the Supreme Court.
Because they lost the case at the Superior Court level. In fact, the Superior Court case never even got to the trial. So even though we spent 3 days in what felt like a trial, there was witnesses and evidence and everything.
Definitely.
That was just the evidentiary hearing, which was supposed to be preliminary of the actual trial. So the case was dismissed based on the fact that the city really had nothing in their corner. And so, yes, they are now appealing to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has accepted the case. And it turns out the city of Keene is requesting mediation between the two sides.
I've heard about that.
That's the latest development.
Hold on. This is new. The city of Keene is requesting mediation between the Robin Hooders and the city of Keene?
That's correct. According to the Supreme Court...
Wasn't this offered like months and months and tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars ago?
It was. In fact, I don't know if you were involved in this, but I know James Cleveland was interested in offering to the city to have some sort of negotiations, and they turned him down.
After the lawsuit was filed, but prior to any court appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so,
well,
yes, Mark.
I mean, I met with the attorney, Thomas Mullins, who ended up starting off the case, but then the city hired out and outsourced some attorneys to follow it up. But, yeah, after I had a private meeting with him, my camera was stolen. I was accused of recording the meeting. So, I mean, I don't know what they mean by mediation.
It implies that
we're going to be meeting with the aggrieved parties and maybe come to some resolution. But from what I understand, I saw the forms and it says something about confidentiality. So I think it's supposed to be a behind-closed-doors meeting where they'll make some proposals and we'll come to some agreement. And maybe some things we'll agree not to speak about.
Except it's not going to happen. I mean, that's just only in theory. I'm not interested in any mediation. And the attorney that we have who's
a
free speech...
I would be interested in talking to somebody, but I wouldn't put... there would be no point when a non-disclosure would come into play. That is the working of governments, this whole we don't tell the people that elect us stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They go behind closed doors, they lie, they cheat, they steal. I have no interest in playing that game.
Speaking of behind closed doors, one of the other, I guess, more recent developments, and I don't think this has been covered on our blog at freekeen.com yet, But there was a request, a Freedom of Information Act request, put in to get the minutes from a closed-door city council session with their city attorney, where they voted on something unanimously, and shortly thereafter, the case was appealed. So we believe that that was the meeting that they had deciding to go ahead and move forward with the appeal. But they're blocking the release of any of that information at this time, and I forget what the reasoning or their excuse was.
They're claiming that everything is privileged legally because it was a confrontation or a consultation with the attorney. But I don't understand that. If they take a vote, they're doing something on behalf of the people of Keene. So right. How could that not be public?
So there's a big question mark about
that. They
break
their laws constantly. The judges in the state are constantly reprimanding the municipalities for what they keep secret. But the municipalities, since they don't have to pay their own bills, don't care. They'll continue to hide things. That's what they do. They obfuscate. They don't want. They call this a democracy, a government of the people, and they use all this terminology. But how could it possibly be a government of the people when they don't give? When they keep as much information as possible from the people?
Exactly. So those are some of the more recent developments in the case. But another sort of side story to the Robin Hooding, and there have been a lot of side stories. In fact, there's so many threads to Robin Hooding. There's so much that can be told. It would really be hard to boil it all down even to an hour.
There's stories that only exist really in the videos on Freeman TV Raw in any public context that I haven't written about as well.
Right, that they haven't been made, cut out, and made into their own posts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of content out there. But one of the more noteworthy or notorious, excerpts was this character named Travis Hobbs, who came into your life in a very violent manner, Garrett. And I guess prior, was it your first encounter with him on the streets when he rushed you, or was that the third or fourth encounter? How many times have you seen him before?
Oh, sure. I had never met him in person before the day when it began with threats of violence towards myself. I had actually given himself and the person he was talking to, parking in Fort Linda, a favor because she asked for some space. She was talking to someone. I said, okay, I'll walk this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Travis began with the threats and he called his friends over.
So she was talking to him
prior to the threats?
Yes, so.
Okay.
She was talking to him. And then did he threaten you a little bit on Main Street, and then that's when
you
went down an alleyway?
He was making vague things about, oh, that's good for your face, and whatever that means, better for your face if you move away. And so.
That sounds like a threat against your face.
Sure.
Yeah, he threatened me the other day with rearranging my eyeball, so he certainly likes the threatening of the
face. I had seen a picture of this man once before. There's a Robin Hooder who would like to remain anonymous, which I think is unfortunate. I think people should be totally public. Well, I think it's a good idea to be totally public with things you do, but one Robin Hooder would like to remain anonymous had an encounter with that man previously.
Mm-hmm.
He had shown a picture to the other Robin Hooders and said, hey, this person came up to me, said some threatening things, so I just left. And my approach is, okay, if I encounter that, I'm going to film that. And I encountered it pretty quickly. About a week later, I saw Travis and made lots of threats in the presence of the parking enforcers, tried to physically attack myself.
He made lots of threats.
Yes.
Okay.
Did physically attack another Robin Hooder, Graham.
Knocked him off his bicycle.
Threw him off of a bicycle into a motorcycle that was parked in a parking garage.
Man.
And then proceeded to run full bore. And this man is a big man. I mean, this guy, I don't know how much he weighs, but he's got to be at least 250.
Sure, he looks like a football player.
Yeah, and so he's literally rushing at Garrett. Now, Garrett is fairly nimble, was able to evade him. But had he connected, there could have been some pretty serious, possible damage.
Yes, and he was fiddling with something in his hand at the time. I thought maybe it was a pen. I didn't really see what it was until I saw the video later. And I guess it turns out it was a lighter. And, you know, somebody who's holding something like that in their hand, it's like holding a roll of change or something. That could be used as a weapon if you're...
Oftentimes people will... this was one of the things that people would do in prison. They could get lighters there, and they would hold the lighter in their hand while they struck someone.
Just to give a little extra weight?
And it's not the weight. It kind of... it shapes your fist a little differently.
Ah, okay.
You know, I guess they like the distribution.
We'll come back with more of what's going on with this Travis Hobbs, because there's been criminal charges filed as a result of what he did to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking about it on Free Talk Live, we were kind of speculating a little bit about your motivations, and now you're here, so you can talk more about your motivations in calling the police on that day in question. Some people would wonder why you did that, and well, we'll come back with that answer here in moments. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, would invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. We've got over 140 radio stations today carrying the show at various different times throughout the week. you can go and help us get on more by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's all we ask for. And right now, your amp dollars will be doubled. We're looking to raise $950 per month because we've actually got these generous individuals who have pledged to double up to that amount every single month.
And we're very, very close to reaching the goal. And
within $200.
Yeah, we really just need just a few more people to step up and amp the program.
And sure to appreciate it. It's money that goes to spreading the ideas of freedom. So if you like the show and you like the idea of us being on 140 radio stations, well, it would be better if we were on 300 radio
stations. Right. You don't have to like the show. That really doesn't have anything to do with it. If you like the ideas of liberty, you probably like the ideas of liberty being presented on 140 radio stations across the country to people who may have never heard these ideas before or haven't heard them enough to sort of understand them and grok them. So we do that.
So you can help us with that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the website at amp.freetalklive.com. And get the perks like the access to the Amp Only Call-In Lines podcast, forum, and more. That's the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercial load that our normal podcast. So again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Valentine's Day is this week. Your time is running out. If I were you and I hadn't ordered yet, well, this is the time to do it. In fact, the deal we're about to tell you about expires tonight at midnight. So you're literally just hours away from the deadline on this offer, which is 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99 from ProFlowers.com. Here's how you get the deal. You go to ProFlowers.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in FTL, like Free Talk Live. That gets you access to the 100 Blooms of Love deal with the free glass vase for $19.99, or upgrade to the ultimate 100 Blooms of Love for just $19.99 more, which gives you also a premium vase, gourmet chocolates, teddy bear, and spa kit. You just can't find a better deal than ProFlowers.com. Click the mic at the top right. Type in FTL so we get credit so they know we sent you to them. It's quick, it's easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. ProFlowers.com. Click the mic at the top right. Type in FTL to get that deal. And there's plenty of other options, too. If you want roses, they got roses. Go and check it out. All right, so, and again, that deal off that expires tonight at midnight. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Garrett Ian joining us from FreeConcord.org and FreeKeen as well. We're talking about the Travis Hobbs Robin Hood attacker. He's one of a series, actually. There have been several incidents with violent, or at least violent-sounding people on the streets, angry people. Oh, sorry. I got your mic there. Let's try that again. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's sad that I've lost count at this point, unfortunately, but there's been so many.
Well, so we could get back into the others at another time, but Travis Hobbs is probably the most noteworthy. He was probably the most dangerous of the group and the most
intent on causing harm.
The most overtly in your face, and literally it did cause harm. And as we mentioned, he knocked Graham Coulson off of his bike, and he ran at you in a very intimidating, threatening manner. Now, you called the police on that day in question.
I did not call the police on that day.
You did not.
Actually, the parking enforcer was the one that called the police to
good
the
point.
Scene.
You filed a report, however.
Now, let me get this straight.
Months later.
The parking enforcer was speaking with this Travis Hobbs fellow.
One of the parking enforcers was speaking with this person. Presumably, they summoned the other parking enforcer to that scene because that's where the other one was walking.
And so then it was the other one that saw an act of violence and then called the police.
And the previous parking enforcer had left the scene by that point.
I see. So what appears to be a government agent putting in play a brown shirt, then it also appears as though one of the other government agents kind of got really slippery on that and decided, whoa, we can't do that. So they called in the cops. Is that how you perceive it?
Well, I really don't know how much blame can be placed upon the one parking enforcer that had been speaking to Travis before.
Right, it's
who knows what their conversation was. In fact,
it's really suspicious
that
though,
parking
right?
enforcer was asked at the Robin Hood evidentiary hearing because coincidentally the first video that was shown in court was the particular video of this encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because the city wanted to get it out of the way because it really did not make the city's parking enforcers look all that great.
No, sure doesn't.
Aside from that, the one parking enforcer did decide ultimately to call the police when violence began occurring.
Yeah, well, but, I've got to give him credit for that.
But up to that point, I feel like so much more de-escalation could have occurred, and that maybe this Travis character felt that he was justified in what he was doing. Now, he is pleading not guilty. He must feel justified to some extent, or able to justify himself.
He's facing that, or he realizes that the state won't, the government, the state worker that lives here and probably near Keene and knows probably these other government agents, if they think for a second that somehow a government agent's going to get in trouble for this, they probably will just drop the case. Yeah, you can't pursue this. That's probably
what
that's
thinking. Why I thought it was important that the case be followed up on. And my perspective going into it is, I myself have a background in criminal justice. I went to school for that. I got a degree in criminology. And there's multiple theories of incarceration. One of the theories is that it's justice or punishment, that when people get convicted of a crime, that they need to show some sort of retribution, and spending time in a cell is an important way of doing that. I don't necessarily buy into that.
Yeah, I don't think that really serves in any way, shape, or form the victim. I mean, if that person continues to be a threat to the victim, then I can see why separating him from the victim and society as a whole, frankly, is that's of value.
And you say that as a man who spent years in prison.
Yeah, but that's custody. That's not punishment. I don't see what the point of incarceration for necessarily punishment. I mean, it's unpleasant, sure, but there's lots of unpleasant things.
Well, it kind of leads into the next theory, which is deterrence, is that if you have a jail system, that it will be a deterrence against the things that one criminalizes.
Yeah, and I think that the number is, of first time, it's my understanding of first time offenders, you have about a 50% recidivism rate, and then the number we were told in prison after that of for people that are, once you reach the three-time loser status, which is to say, that's what I am. I've been to three different jails, been incarcerated on the same charge, so it's kind of slippery as to whether or not I am in fact the reviled of the reviled. But once you reach the three-time loser status, then 85% of those people continue to come back, and so that's obviously not working.
But the one idea you mentioned about safety, that would be another one of the theories, is incapacitation, that when you incapacitate someone from society, it's a safety issue, and you're directly addressing the safety issue. Now, I'm not a big fan of jails and prisons. I don't think they serve that much of a purpose. But if they do serve any purpose, it's definitely the incapacitation and the safety aspect of removing dangerous people from society.
We'll come back with more here in moments, and how it all went down, because obviously I got my facts mixed up. You didn't call the police. It was one of the agents from the parking enforcement department who did, but at some point you did speak to the police about the incident. So I want to hear more about that and what your thought process was in doing that. 855-450-FREE. Were you looking for retribution against Travis? Some sort of justice? Do you think you're going to get it? It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Garrett.
And Mark.
We'll continue. We'll take your calls, and you can, of course, dial in at 855-450-FREE. Or Skype us. Or your Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to use that. And, of course, you can visit our website where you get to control the content on the site. Everything on the front page there was placed there by listeners just like you. You find something online that you want to share with us. Maybe it's a YouTube video or blog post, news item. You just submit it to the site, and then other people can vote it up or down with their Reddit accounts. And it's really easy, and it works, and we really appreciate it when you do it. So please go to freetalklive.com. If you don't have anything to submit, you can just vote on the stuff that's already there. And it's always something. There's always something new. Every day you go, there's something fresh on the site. But it's thanks to listeners like you for participating. If it weren't for you, there'd be nothing of interest there. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive.
$6shirts.com loves Bitcoins. They are one of the top. Yeah, they're one of the top producers of T-shirts on the internet. One of the, you know, there's plenty of these T-shirt companies on the internet, but they're one of the top few. I think three is safe to say. And they've got a new shirt every single day. But what they want is they want to be the T-shirt company of the new Bitcoin economy. Now, lots of companies take Bitcoins, but they immediately turn them into cash. Not $6shirts.com. They're taking Bitcoins. They're spending them on advertising with us. They're holding them. They're doing business with people with Bitcoins. That's what their intention is to operate inside the Bitcoin economy. And I think that this in and of itself is worthy of Bitcoin folks rewarding them. Now, I know that the Bitcoin price is down a little bit right now. People are holding rather than getting rid of them. But you know, you can always buy more Bitcoins. You can buy shirts at $6shirts.com. You can get that, isn't it 10 shirts for $50.
That's right.
So it's actually $5 shirts if you want it to be. You can get 10 shirts for $5 over there, and then just get another $50 worth of Bitcoins through Cash into Coins or
well, you don't have to buy with Bitcoins at $6 shirts.
You don't. You can use cash. There's no doubt about it.
But you don't get the Bitcoin trucker hat.
That's true.
You don't buy with Bitcoin.
You get a free Bitcoin trucker hat with every Bitcoin order. And these are great shirts, by the way. I am a fan of the Cthulhu meme on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I got a Cthulhu shirt, and they have several sort of Cthulhu shirts there. If you don't know who Cthulhu is, he is the greatest of all evil. But from the H.P. Lovecraft science fiction series. But I think they're great. I got the Cthulhu mud flap girl one, so it's Cthulhu in the shape of one of those mud flap ladies. Have you ever seen these things?
Yes.
The trucker mud flap.
Of course.
Anyway, $6shirts.com.
All right. Let's go to Rick. He's listening in Utah. We'll continue more with Garrett about the Travis Hobbs attacker of the Robin Hooders here in a little bit. But Rick, you're on Free Talk Live in Utah. Go ahead. Rick in Utah. Going once. Rick in Utah. Going twice.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I got you, Rick. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm way out in the middle on a windy plateau here.
Okay. You sound all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, I don't get you guys very often because of the location. I think you're a little flamboyant at times, but your hearts are in the right spot.
And yeah, that sounds right. I said that sounds right.
Yeah, and I applaud what you do most of the time. I do something like that, kind of like myself. I have several targets, but one of the one I hate the most is Child Protective Services, but that's another deal. So I'm not a fan of local law enforcement anywhere for the reasons that you're talking about, or local politicians, because they think they're little Hitlers and the whole bit. You're all well aware of that. So
sure.
I just wanted to give you a kudo, a pat on the back, and say keep it up. Don't buy their garbage. And basically, just walk around with a micro recorder on you. I did that in San Diego and took out CPS for several years. You guys do things like that. It's stuff I learned when I was in special operations. So, cover
well, thanks, Rick. I agree. That is good. It's a good approach to record interactions with bureaucrats. And Garrett, who we have in the studio here, is very, very good at that. I appreciate your call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you. I've got to let him go to the phone, though. Almost intolerably bad. So, Garrett, you were in a situation with you're a Robin Hooder. You save people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. Mm-hmm. Folks can learn more about that at robinhood.freekeene.com. You're
probably the most iconic of the Robin Hooders because you're the one with the big giant hair.
It's true.
And that's so it stands out in the pictures. So people somehow associate that hair with Robin Hood.
It's very, very memorable. If you see Garrett on the street, he's very clear who he is, and you will not be mistaken for anyone.
I make it easy for the parking enforcers to run away if they want to.
Can't hide, not with that hair.
So Garrett was attacked by, or attempted to be attacked by a man named Travis Hobbs. Actually, he did throw something at you.
Yeah, the lighter, I believe it was, sailed over my shoulder.
So he didn't actually connect?
I think I felt it brush my shoulder,
okay.
But it landed in front of me, so it wasn't a direct hit.
He did rush and attack one of your cohorts, Graham Coulson, who's the newest blogger over at freekeene.com,
mm-hmm.
or one of the newest bloggers there. And now Travis Hobbs is facing 4 charges. I'm not sure if they're all felonies, but they are assaults.
I believe they're misdemeanors, though that's not clear.
Yeah, so we haven't seen the charging documents yet in this case, but he just was arraigned this week. And let's go rewind a little bit back to the day of the incident. And the police show up. They were called by one of the parking enforcers. Did you give a statement on that day to the officer?
What happened in that day is if you check the video, Officer
Fenton. Which I just posted, by the way, to the Free Talk.
Right. Officer Fenton Moore, who may be memorable related to another incident with a bike with our friend Derek J., in which Mr. Moore was playing Travis Hobbs and threw Derek off of the bike. But so Officer Moore showed up to investigate this incident in which Graham was thrown off a bike. I was threatened. Graham was threatened. And when he showed up, I said at the time that I wasn't interested in filing charges, but that the video should reveal evidence of assault against myself and Graham. Now, I wasn't clear as to whether or not a person had to go physically file charges for them to investigate an incident where someone acts violently in public. You would think that if you're violating New Hampshire statutes that the police could just prosecute independently of
an
individual.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's not the policy of the Keene police, or if they, at the end of the day, what was required was, and this was actually some weeks later, the next day I went to the police department after hearing that additional threats were made beyond the incident, like later in the day, I guess, through third parties. Who wish to remain anonymous.
Oh, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Hobbs threatened somebody else, threatened you through someone else, saying you better tell Garrett to take the video down.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what I decided, the video was already public that afternoon. Of course, I uploaded it, and it got a lot of hits for a Freeman TV Raw video pretty quickly. And the next day I decided that I would be going down after hearing that there were additional threats made to just drop it off at the Keene Police Department to ensure that they had a copy and were following up on this. Because another end of it that I thought was important to follow up on is that the city employees, if there was any sort of involvement by city employees, that wasn't repeating. And by bringing it to the attention of the Keene Police, I thought that was one effective way of doing that, that I put it on their radar.
Mm-hmm.
So... ultimately, I was contacted by Fenton Moore, I believe, about a week later, and he asked if I would be willing to testify in court against Hobbs. And at the time, I decided, I said, yes, I would. I would speak the truth about the incident.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I considered to have already been public from the time I arrived on the scene, everything was public. I mean, I wasn't streaming, but I was recording, and I upload everything I record, so it might as well have been streaming for all intents and purposes. And then it was
unless you had been killed by this individual and couldn't upload the recorded video.
Sure, or if my camera gets confiscated as it has in the past.
Crushed, yeah.
But so I was contacted by Fenton a few weeks later about making a written statement. And so I did that for him, and that's been posted at Free Keene yesterday after the follow-up on the arraignment that occurred.
Now, I'd like to... my thought process here is good for the Keene Police Department. If the police have a legitimate role, I think that legitimate role is going after people who have assaulted other people. The police should be peace officers. They should be attempting to keep the peace. They should go after people that do aggressive acts against other people in order to prevent that from occurring in the future.
Well, some critics would say, Garrett, that you hate the police and that you say things like you free staters, which you're not even a free stater. That's another issue. But you liberty people, you're always talking about how you don't like the police and. Well, now you're running to the police, so I'd like you to address that fairly common critique by the haters when we come back. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. Has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Robin Hooder, Garrett Ian in the studio with us here tonight, courtesy of FreeConcord.org, and we're going to continue discussing with him the Travis Hobbs situation, a local tough guy who decided he was going to attack and threaten the local Robin Hooders of, Garrett is one of those Robin Hooders. He saves people from getting parking tickets on a near-daily basis here in Keene, New Hampshire, and this Travis Hobbs didn't like that very much, decided he was going to threaten and attack some of the Robin Hooders. We'll continue with what went on there. Also, want to remind you about the deal that we've been telling you about for the last few days here on Free Talk Live, and that is from Sherry's Berries. It's time for Valentine's Day, and it's going to come up really fast. It's Friday, and it's not too late to get delivery for Valentine's Day, but you're going to have to go tonight, ideally, and place your order at berries.com. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay more and more and more as you get closer and closer to Valentine's Day. Berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL to get this amazing deal. You'll get giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries that's dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, then topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You'll get those for just $19.99, over 40% savings, or double the berries for just $10 more. All you need to do is go to berries.com, berries.com, click the mic at the top right, type in FTL to get that deal, and you will not be disappointed with this gift for Valentine's Day, because, you know, flowers are cool. It's nice to look at flowers and smell flowers, but this you get to sink your teeth into, and you'll want to not stop. Mark, you ate
do
five
both.
In a row.
Yeah, I ate five in a row.
It's true. You could do both as well. Berries.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL and make somebody happy this Valentine's Day. Or make yourself happy, because they're darn good. We're going to continue here. We'll go back to your phone calls in a moment. But Garrett is with us from FreeConcord.org and also FreeKeen.com. You've been covering this, the Robin Hood saga with your blog posts, and one of those stories, one of those threads has been Travis Hobbs, this big tough guy, you know, 250-pound hulking behemoth who came after you one day in a back alleyway in Keene, New Hampshire. And
you know, if he picked the wrong person to go after, he'd get shot doing this stuff. I mean,
for sure.
It's certainly true. So Hobbs ended up, you know, not attacking you, but he did attack your friend Graham and fellow Robin Hooder. You did file a report with the police, and you gave them a copy of the video. They asked if you would be willing to testify in the case. You said you would. Now, some critics, who honestly don't really pay attention to what liberty activists actually say, they have a narrative in their own mind about what you know, freedom-oriented people tend to believe.
You don't like the government. The right. government provides police. Why in the world would you use police if you don't like the government? Well, here's an obvious and easy response. The fact is, the government doesn't allow me, because it claims a monopoly on these things, doesn't allow me to have my own security agency that somehow operates separate from the police. So, at this point, since they claim a monopoly, and they force me to pay for their monopoly, what's wrong with me using their monopoly?
Sure, and there comes a point at which dealing with them is unavoidable. Like, as I said, when the scene was unfolding, the record was already very public. I was already recording, and I knew that what I was recording would definitely be going live.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that one could not be giving... You're always giving information to the police when you're giving information to the public. You're giving
That's
information
true.
To everyone.
Yeah, and this is also... It's very... This sort of strange thing. Now, you post all this video that you get every time, all the boring stuff you take every day, all day. Mm-hmm. No one ever mentions this. No one ever talks about the hours and hours of inconsequential video you take. So you post all that, and you put it online on a, you know, in mass for people to look at, if that's what they want to do, and I think no one does.
There's like 12 people that'll view any given video.
Yeah, they probably just started. They can't possibly get all the way through. But anyway, you know, so you post this video just like you post every single one of your other videos, and somehow the posting of this video is significant. Like, you shouldn't have done that because the police can use this as evidence, and you don't want to give evidence to the police. And I'll tell you, this is what abusers do. This is how abusers work. Abusers don't want you to report bad behavior to anyone at all. They want you to keep it stifled. They don't want you to tell people what's going on. This is abusive behavior, is the idea that you should keep quiet about violence perpetrated against you or someone else.
Sure, and I was really discouraged by the number of other people, as I said, that wish to remain anonymous, because I think that when somebody is making criminal threats or trying to victimize others, that one would want to be part of the exposition of that and demonstrating why that's wrong. But unfortunately, not everyone is, so I don't mind stepping up and being the person to do it.
Yeah, I don't think you have any obligation if somebody, you know, abuses you to say anything about it, but don't expect it to stop. Only expect it to escalate. You know what an abuser
Certainly.
Wants? An abuser wants to operate in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
People that want to operate in the dark, this is the nature of an abuser. Now you know. It's easy to find.
And from the get-go with Mr. Hobbs was threats of violence. I doubt that means that I was the first person that ever experienced that from him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, this guy is that's his first thing that he goes to, is to threaten people with whom
and,
he disagrees.
And sure, I mean, he's probably almost always the largest person in any encounter he's in, so he just feels he has that power, and unfortunately needs to learn that that power is not legitimate. Now, in this instance, I guess there's an extent to which one could say that he felt that he was working on behalf of the state. He had the power of state running through his veins, because the state enforcers may or may not have been asking him to do what he was doing.
Right, or at the very least, even in his mind, he was protecting the state enforcer, who may or may not be a friend, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. People will do so many things, can do, and will do so many things in the name of the state that they can't and won't do on their own.
Now, I don't think jail necessarily is going to help Travis, and I don't know if the judge is necessarily going to sentence him to jail. I'm definitely not advocating for him to be
thrown in jail. He's going not guilty, so who knows? Maybe he'll get nullified.
Right. Well, he's facing 4 charges. I mean, they could be 4 large fines. Who knows what the penalties would be?
This is one of the things about the criminal justice system that's become broken. Because you no longer have any power as the victim of a crime to drop charges or press charges or anything like
right.
that. You
the state decided.
You can't demand whatever punishment you'd like to demand. So, for instance, you could say something like, all I want from Travis is an apology and a promise that he's never going to threaten me, be threatening or threaten me in any way, shape, or form.
Well,
or
anyone else. I want. You bring that. It's interesting you bring that up because Garrett and I had a conversation off the air where you had something very similar that you were looking for.
Sure. I think the best case scenario is to, for, like I said, there were the four theories of incarceration. Them being justice or punishment, deterrence, rehabilitation, or incapacitation. I don't think the Cheshire County facility is going to rehabilitate Travis. What I think is important is that he understand that what he did was wrong, why it was wrong, and truly know that he won't do it again.
You know, I believe in rehabilitation. What I don't believe in is habilitation. So if somebody goes in to a jail or some system like that, knowing sort of right and wrong and having tried out wrong and finding that it's a failure to do wrong, then they may choose to do right after that. But many people have lived their whole lives. If he's been a big kid all his whole life, it may be that he's always had essentially the implicit threat of violence, because that's what a big person is constantly projecting. I'm not hating on big people here. They just, most of them know it. Like, their size themselves is, you know, sort of radiates a minor threat to people. So they have to work harder to let people know that, hey, I'm not threatening. And many of them do. They'll stoop and they'll mutter and things like that. And these are bad ways to do it, but it's what they're trying to do. So he may have been using this size his whole life to sort of threaten and cajole people. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, he can't be rehabilitated if he's never been habilitated.
Good points. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. We've got Dalek and Cap on the line. Are you with us, Dalek?
Yes, I am.
Whoa, welcome to the show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Should I turn down the volume or something like that?
I turned you down, so go ahead.
All right. So how's it going, guys?
Well, actually, your microphone is pretty bad. Maybe you should back off of it by like an inch or so.
Oh, all right. Here we are. A little bit better?
Not really. But go ahead quickly with your thoughts.
All right. Well, I was kind of thinking of talking a little bit about the day that we fight back. Do you guys know anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard something about that. That's something to go against the NSA. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, tell you what. Let's talk more about it, and we'll get on with you here during the news, see if we can clear up your audio issues.
That last little bit sounded pretty good. Like you got the right distance.
Sounded like he backed off enough, but I'm just going to tweak it a little with him here in a little bit. We'll talk more about this the day we fight back. Who is we? Indeed, Mark.
Yes, what are we fighting? None of this sounds that great to me.
All good questions. I am personally not a fighter, so I'm not sure about this. We'll find out more about what's involved here and share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on, and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.